Hello, my name is Arturo Lucatero, and I am a Program Manager on the Azure Active Directory Engineering Team. Azure AD Connect Health now provides monitoring and insights capabilities for your on-premises Active Directory domain services infrastructure. In this video, I will provide an overview on how to get started monitoring your ADDS environment, as well as what features are available today. Let's take a look. Getting started with Azure AD Connect Health for ADDS is super simple. First, you will need an Azure AD Premium subscription. If you do not currently have one, this is a perfect time to get started with a free trial. Secondly, you will want to download the Azure AD Connect Health for ADDS Health Agent from aka.ms/aadchaddsagent. The third step is to install the Health Agent on all the domain controllers you wish to monitor. Lastly, you simply navigate to aka.ms/aadconnecthealth to view your Azure AD Connect Health dashboard. Now, let's take a look at the portal. The main blade of Azure AD Connect Health provides an overview of monitoring for ADFS, Azure AD Connect, and ADDS. This time, we are going to explore the features and functionality of Connect Health for ADDS. Clicking on Feptosa.com opens a forest level blade which includes essential information such as forest name, functional level, and forest level FISMO roles. Additionally, each of the main features can be accessed from this blade. We will start by looking at the Domain Controllers dashboard, which provides a single point of view into the health and operational status of your environment. Here, you can easily find out which DCs are FISMO role owners, have active alerts, are global catalogs, along with additional columns such as the last time a DC was rebooted. Once you select the data points you are most interested in, a single visit to this dashboard can tell you everything you need to know about ADDS. Double-clicking on the top of the blade will maximize the dashboard to make more space in case it gets too crowded. Additionally, DCs are grouped by either their corresponding domain, or you can choose to group them by site. Now, let's look at the replication status dashboard. Within this dashboard, I can view what the replication topology looks like within my environment, along with information about the last replication attempt. As we can see here, one of my naming contexts replicated with an error code. By clicking on that row, I can see what the issue is, along with helpful details and links to troubleshooting information. Domain controllers with healthy replication status will appear collapsed, but I can still opt to expand them and see what their replication topology looks like. Our next feature is one that is common to all of Azure AD Connect Health. The existent alerts for Connect Health for ADDS are geared towards detecting any critical services issues, availability of the DC, and other items such as replication. In this example, you can see that I have an alert for a domain controller that is unable to reach the local sysvol share. By clicking on that row, it will bring up the information about the issue and helpful links to help with remediation. Additionally, if I click on the DC name, a second blade will open containing additional information about the specific alert instance. Finally, you can enable email notifications from this blade, change the time range and view, and give feedback on any of the alerts, just like in all of the other Connect Health. The last feature we will be talking about today is performance monitoring. This provides you an easy way to compare the performance of your monitored DCs against each other, as well as comparing different metrics of interest. Whether you are interested in knowing how your DCs are handling Kerberos authentications per second, or knowing the size of the replication queue, you can easily find these data points here. 13 performance counters are being collected today, from which you can pick those that are the most interesting to you. Once your selection is done, you can compare them to each other or see one individually by clicking on the respective graph. By clicking on a graph, a second blade will open, which will contain a table with data for each of the monitored domain controllers. Within this view, you can change the time range and filter the number of DCs that are shown. This brings us to the end of our video. As a quick recap, we went over how to get started using Azure AD Connect Health for ADDS and did a quick walkthrough of the existing features. For additional information, please visit aka.ms/aadchdocs. I hope you found this walkthrough useful and are encouraged to try out Azure AD Connect Health for ADDS. Thank you.